This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA. HeritageFoodsUSA.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
We all love honey. Americans love it so much they consume over 400 million pounds every year. But chances are you haven't tried sourwood honey. Sourwood honey is produced by bees that get their nectar from sourwood trees. Tammy Horn, Kentucky State apiarist, tells us more.
The sourwood tree is an Appalachian native species. It grows really well on poor rocky soil. It evolved to handle those conditions. And as far as beekeepers are concerned, it's a really important plant because it blooms during a time of year when the spring flowers have gone out of bloom.
But there's a reason you won't find sourwood honey in your local supermarket. There's just very little of it. We spoke with Mike Childers, owner of Mike's Honeybees, and asked him to explain why.
Well, the sourwood honey is special because of the difficulty of obtaining it. Really, the difficult part is getting it there at a specific time before the sourwood actually starts to bloom, but late enough to where all the other, the maples and the tulip poplar and everything have already bloomed out. So that way, the bees have, a week or so to be established on the property. And then once the sourwood starts to bloom, they forage the sourwood, and then they forage the sourwood probably for anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks. And then after that, the sourwood blossoms are no longer. And then you have to harvest the honey before anything else starts blooming so you don't mix a different kind of honey into your sourwood. So it's kind of labor-intensive, and it's time-sensitive. So it makes it a difficult product to obtain.
Sourwood honey is so special not only because it is hard to get, but because of the environmental factors that put it at risk. Beekeepers globally are facing the huge issue of colony collapse disorder that is causing honeybees to abandon their hives and die. And no honeybees, no honey. Climate also plays a big role. Mike tells us about it.
It's very seasonal, so a lot of our weather changes and so on and so forth are affecting our outcome on the crops, because when it rains really heavy, it affects the sourwood blossom and, the bees aren't able to forage it. And when it's really hot and really dry, sourwood blossoms don't perform as well either.
Tammy is attempting to address another reason for its scarcity, which is the small number of sourwood trees. She's been working to reclaim coal mine sites in Kentucky with sourwood pollinator habitat since 2008. By protecting the habitat, she is protecting the honey. Slow Food USA has also included sourwood honey in their Ark of Taste, a catalog of endangered American foods. Heritage Foods USA aims to preserve products like these by making them easier to buy. Mike's sourwood honey is part of the Ark of Taste Thanksgiving collection and can be ordered from heritagefoodsusa.com. This is Amrita Gupta for heritageradionetwork.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.